And we're at page two. This is David Vann with Sooner Politics, and what's next on our agenda? The Collinsville slow walk. You know what a slow walk is? That's what's happening to this fella, Brad Pixotto. Brad's a Republican candidate for House. He was not elected, but he's a businessman in Northeast Oklahoma with ServPro. Brad also started another business venture, making sure the Collinsville area citizens have access to cannabis medicines. He has a legal licensed dispensary set to open this Tuesday, January 15th. But Collinsville City Council requires everybody to get a business permit to open up. And that's exactly what Brad did many, many weeks ago. Brad's been going to city council meetings only to watch each time the city council table the matter of his business permit. They aren't giving him a yes, and they're not giving him a no. Now, as much as I've been critical of cities like Broken Arrow, Grove, Weatherford, Yukon, so many others, at least they had the guts to give a businessman a yes or a no. Collinsville is ducking the issue, ducking the controversy, and refusing to let this man open simply by slow walking him. They're not asking for any more information. They aren't making any more demands. They have no legal right to. They're just refusing to give him his business permit. This is happening all over Oklahoma. Now, Brad is a solid individual. The Tulsa Area Republican Assembly and the Oklahoma Republican Assembly has actually endorsed his candidacy. He's a fine businessman. He deserves to be left to do business, Collinsville. He's bringing in sales tax dollars to your city, Collinsville. It's time to man up, look him in the face, and have the honesty to give him a yes or a no. I think we're going to see you in court, Collinsville. I'll be there to report on it.